The 3rd Infantry has been fighting its way up to Baghdad. Today, the soldiers haven't seen any combat. NPR's Eric Westerveld is with the 3rd Infantry in central Iraq. He told Alex Chadwick about the slow day.
Some soldiers are trying to find shade under the backs of their armored vehicles and taking the time to conduct some maintenance on their vehicles. There's right near me soldiers repairing track on their Bradley fighting vehicles. The big plastic and metal track shoes spread out before me like a jigsaw puzzle as they replace some of the treads there that have been worn down from the long travel and the combat they've had so far. Other soldiers are writing letters home, listening to music on their Walkmans, cleaning their rifles, and getting through the day.
Do people have enough food, enough water? Is there plenty of ammunition and fuel? Because we've heard about problems in supplies.
I haven't seen any of those problems. We came north from Kuwait with a lot of fuel, ammunition, food, water. A big water supply truck comes around and replenishes the soldiers every day. They drop off big boxes of MREs, the meals ready to eat. I was just talking to some of the first aid and medic crew, and they have the supplies they need and were resupplied. The issue with the supply lines is they're stretching from Kuwait northward. They're vulnerable. The Iraqis have said we'll attack them. They have in some instances made little ambushes on the supply lines, and that could certainly continue.
What about the morale, Eric? How do people seem to feel about what they're doing and how things are going so far?
Well, both the company and the battalion task force I'm traveling with, they've been out here almost 7 months and were scheduled to go home several weeks ago. They've had to sort of get their mind around the fact that, they're going to face several weeks, if not months, of combat and then probably be posted for any peacekeeping operations afterwards. They miss family, friends, they miss home. They have no email out here. They have no phones. So it's letters home and letters and packages. It can be frustrating for them.
NPR's Eric Westerveld speaking with Alex Chadwick.